does the good news of Jesus affect the way you live now? How does it affect your perspective of the future? Hey guys, Andrew here, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. The ticking of a clock is something we're probably all pretty familiar with, even in this day and age of digital everything. Because last time I checked, a digital alarm clock doesn't tick. Whenever I hear something ticking, though, I always think of a pendulum. And a pendulum is obviously that thing that swings back and forth inside old clocks, like grandfather clocks and things like that. Pendulums is what our devotion is about today. That's actually the title of it, and it was written by Bonnie Haveman. Have you ever sat and watched a pendulum clock? The rhythmic back and forth motion can be mesmerizing and even relaxing. Many things have been likened to the swing of a pendulum. Most of them are not relaxing, though, but instead refer to constant change. Clothing, for example, is compared to a swinging pendulum. This year, men's ties are skinny, but in a couple years, they'll be wide again. Popular colors also follow the swinging of a pendulum. Currently, many new homes have various shades of gray inside, but in a couple years, the colors will return to tans and beiges. Those preaching the Word of God can also swing on a pendulum. When I was growing up, the theme of many churches was hell. Every week, we would hear, if you don't repent of your sins, you're going to hell. Teaching about the love and mercy of God was almost non-existent. Today, those who attend most churches will regularly hear about the wonderful truth of God's love and how important it is to receive that love. But at many churches, the heavy topics of sin and judgment are rarely spoken about. Both sides of this pendulum swing are wrong by themselves. The full gospel has to incorporate both parts. We are sinners who desperately need to repent of our sins, and if we don't, we're on a slippery slope to eternal judgment. But God, in His abundant love beyond imagination, by grace and mercy, offers us forgiveness. We need only put our trust in the gift of Jesus' blood, shed for your sin and mine. So let's talk about this. Have you taken the step to confess your sin and put your trust in Christ's gift of love, His death and resurrection as a payment for your sin? Have you ever presented the gospel of God's gift of love but skipped the need for repentance? How can you include both truths when you share the good news? How does the good news of Jesus affect the way you live now? How does it affect your perspective of the future? As we read in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, I'd encourage you to read Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26, as well as Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you seen the resources that we have in our app? If not, just take a look in your app store and search for Unlocked Devotional. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.